Before we get started, just a quick thing. Be sure to subscribe to the Great Big Story podcast wherever you're listening, so you can hear more stories just like this one. Okay, enjoy the episode. It was a hot summer day in 1996, and I was feeling good. My friend had called me up, and he said, "Come over, we're having a water gun fight." And boy, I was ready. I ran to my parents' garage, and I grabbed my brand new Super Soaker XP105. Now, this was a thing of beauty. It was flashy and teal and purple and yellow. It had two pressure chambers, a gauge. It was so cool. I felt invincible. I was ready to get him drenched. I turned the corner to his house and I stopped. My friend was standing there with the CPS 2000 Mark I. This was the ultimate super soaker. And I was toast. But that's how things went with super soakers. Now, I know I'm not the only one with a super soaker memory, since this was one of the best-selling toys of the early 90s. So I asked my Great Big Story colleagues if they had any memories.
Super soaker fights were literally the highlight of the summer back in my neighborhood.
Me and all the neighborhood kids would just spend hours just blasting each other with water.
I never had a super soaker, but I had a friend who had all the good toys, and she had a whole suite of super soakers.
I remember my sister and I having super soakers, but them not being as good as my dad's.
As kids, one of the reasons we loved super soakers is they felt so high tech. There were all these pumps, chambers, and nozzles that made you just feel like you were holding this cutting edge military super weapon. And in a way, you kind of were.
The first super soaker actually I made in my shop in my basement. In the evenings when I would come home from work, at the time I was actually working in the Air Force.
That is Lonnie Johnson. Now, he's the man behind all of this water mayhem.
We used to have a slogan, and it was "more water further."
You see, the super soaker wasn't thought up in some toy company boardroom. This was created by Lonnie, a veritable genius inventor who spent his days developing NASA spaceships and stealth bombers. I'm Drew Beebe, and this is Great Big Story. Today, we'll introduce you to Lonnie Johnson, a man who never planned to create the best-selling water gun of all time. But on one day in 1982, while tinkering around in his basement, he stumbled across an idea. And with the help of his daughter as a test subject, Lonnie embarked on a journey that would change the toy landscape forever. And along the way, get a lot of kids soaking wet.
My name's Lonnie Johnson, and I'm an inventor. I have over 100 patents. Inventing is what I do. Some of my most famous patents are for the Nerf guns and super soakers. I've been an inventor, I think, for all of my life. Ever since I was a small kid, I used to tinker and make little toys and things. I actually made a robot when I was in high school. Before then, I built a go-kart, windmills, rockets, even rubber band guns. I did a lot of inventing when I was a kid.
Lonnie grew up in Mobile, Alabama in the 1960s. He went on to attend the historically black Tuskegee University on an Air Force and math scholarship. He graduated with a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering and a master's in nuclear engineering. After school, Lonnie moved on to serve his country.
I was in the Air Force for about 10 years.
Part of Lonnie's job was to study the use of nuclear power on space launches. His technical recommendations went all the way to the president. And his work was so instrumental that Lonnie was invited to be part of the next big mission.
20 seconds and counting.
At NASA.
The body flap and speed bake in launch position. T-minus 12.
I went to work at Jet Propulsion Laboratory. I was working on the Galileo project.
Finally, the Galileo space probe sits in the cargo bay of the shuttle Atlantis, poised to take mankind on what space scientists call the greatest adventure.
Actually, I have been benching on Galileo, and I'm very proud of that accomplishment.
What Lonnie invented was a power supply using nuclear energy. The device would provide electricity to all the different systems on a spacecraft, even if there was a short circuit. The Galileo space probe would ultimately travel through space for over 13 years and explore the solar system, the planet Jupiter, and its moons.
One ignition and liftoff. Liftoff of Atlantis. A new orbiter joins the shuttle fleet and it has cleared the tower.
Then I decided to go back into the Air Force, worked on the stealth bomber program back when it was highly classified and nobody even knew it existed. And I actually couldn't even tell my wife what I was working on during the daytime. It was that top secret.
While he was working on all this high-tech machinery during the day, Lonnie would come home and spend his free time tinkering with his own inventions. And one night in 1982, during one of these tinkering sessions, something would happen that would change his life forever.
I was working on a new type of heat pump that would use water as a working fluid instead of Freon, because there was a lot of concern about Freon being bad for the environment. And I was experimenting with some nozzles that I machined, and I shot a stream of water across the bathroom, and I thought, geez, maybe I should put this hard science stuff aside and work on something fun like a water gun. When I built the first gun, I had an idea of, okay, I'm gonna make a high-pressure water gun. It's gonna have a large nozzle, shoot a lot of water. I put a lot of engineering design features into it to make it easy to work for a small child. But I didn't know how well it would work until I finished assembling it. And when I tested it for the first time, I was really impressed with it myself. I told my daughter, I'm gonna build you a water gun. Eventually I did build it and I gave it to her to play with. And the other kids couldn't get close to her.
The Super Soaker prototype was made from stuff that you could just find at a hardware store. There's a plastic PVC pipe as the barrel, and it's got this 2-liter soda bottle as the water container.
It's a Coke bottle, in fact. I wanted a bottle that would be able to hold the pressure, so when I pumped the gun up and pressurized the water inside, I needed a container that could handle it.
So Lonnie had this invention, and he believed in it. But the problem was finding a toy company that's willing to take a risk on the most complicated water gun ever produced. Stick around, we'll be back with the rest of this story after the break.
I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. This week on Chasing Life.
Lately, we have been paying attention to a very different virus, bird flu, which is caused by the H5N1 virus. If you start to hear that it's circulating in pigs, that would be a concern.
That means I would go from sleeping with one eye open to one and a half eyes open. Yeah, that would make me very concerned.
Listen to Chasing Life, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, the team at Great Big Story has been hard at work bringing you inspiring and wondrous tales just like this one. And we want to know what you think. Please visit cnn.com/podcast survey to answer a few questions. It'll only take a minute and it will help us a lot as we work to bring you stories that you'll like even more. That's cnn.com/podcast survey. We're back with the story of Lonnie Johnson, the inventor of the Super Soaker. Now that he had his prototype, he needed a company to partner with. So Lonnie started pitching. He searched far and wide for an investor for his invention, including some big-name companies, but it was always the same answer. No. He even landed a chance to pitch the toy giant Hasbro, but like everybody else, no. So one day in 1989, Lonnie was at the American International Toy Fair in New York, still looking for an investor. And here, he met the vice president of this toy company called the Laramie Corporation. Lonnie was invited to demonstrate his water gun. So a few weeks later, Lonnie was in a conference room at Laramie. He pulled his prototype out of the suitcase and shot a stream of water across the conference room. Everyone in the room just said, wow. They were in business.
From the time I got the idea for the Super Soaker, it took about 7 years before I found a path to get it commercialized. It's a story of perseverance.
With the company finally behind him, they start working on tweaking this new gun. Things like the color.
The Super Soaker 50 was the first gun. It had the green bottle on top and the handle of the gun was yellow.
And they play around with the name.
When the gun first came out, it was called the Drencher.
But that name was already taken by another inventor.
But of course, his guns were not as popular as mine. And so we changed the name to Super Soaker just to avoid having to deal with that.
By this time, Lonnie had left the Air Force to start his own company, focusing on his own inventions, which, of course, included the Super Soaker. And good thing, because word started to spread about this revolutionary new water gun.
First year, we didn't put it on TV or anything, but we could tell that it was going to be successful because it was just selling like crazy by word of mouth because people would find out about it. One kid in the neighborhood would get one, and then all the other kids would want one.
This is one of the world's most powerful soakers, the new Laramie Super Soaker XP-105.
Of course, the TV commercials did eventually happen, and they are some of the best commercials of the 90s.
I said, hit me!
Yeah! It's the Super Soaker Supercharger Power Pack. Supercharges and fills up fast. It's a small-looking soaker with a big-time blast!
There are two types of people in the world. Ones with the Super Soaker XP-55, and wet people.
I continued to invent water guns, 10, 15 years of patenting and developing water guns.
And the world of water guns is not the only toy Lonnie has had an impact on.
Don't you get it? It's Nerf or nothing.
Along the way, I started working on the Nerf guns, improving them, different firing mechanisms, just to make them work better.
He designed the N-Strike product line of Nerf toys, using similar air compression technology from the Super Soaker. While for us as kids, the Super Soaker was everything, for Lonnie, he moved on to continue inventing. And some of his stuff could have a real impact on the world, like advanced battery technology.
My goal is to develop a battery that will store about three times the energy of a lithium-ion battery.
And he's working on a way to generate electricity from the air all around us.
If you put a glass of water, ice water, on a table, the ice will melt. So clearly there's enough heat, enough energy to melt that ice. So how do you get that to do work? So I'm developing a technology that will use the variations in temperature in our environment to produce electrical power.
And that heat pump that Lonnie was working on when he came up with the Super Soaker?
The heat pump has evolved into what I call now the JTEC, which converts heat directly into electricity. And it uses hydrogen instead of water. Sometimes I feel like every idea I've ever had, I'm still working on it.
As you can tell, Lonnie is a very smart guy. But it still surprises him how much people love the Super Soaker.
Sometimes I'll be introduced as, you know, the scientist who's developing an advanced battery technology, and people will talk about other things that I'm doing and have done. And then they'll say, he also invented the Super Soaker, and people go, oh, and it's just, okay. it's kind of interesting how that happens, but, you know, people relate to the Super Soaker. People seem to make a big fuss about me and the Super Soaker. I'm still trying to get used to that. I don't really get it. I come to work, I try to invent and develop new things, solve problems, and that's what I do. People want to interview, and sometimes I feel like, geez, I'm trying to get some work done. I really want to be in the laboratory, just, you know, let me do my thing. You know, this is what I'm good at.
All right, Lonnie, well, we'll let you get back to it. To date, over 200 million Super Soakers have been sold. And over the years, there have been more than 175 different types. In 1995, Laramie ended up being acquired by Hasbro, who, if you'll remember, initially said no to Lonnie's Super Soaker pitch. Well, the Super Soaker brand has made over $1 billion in sales. In 2001, Lonnie Johnson received an honorary PhD in science for his career achievements from his alma mater, Tuskegee University. And of course, he's still inventing. One invention that he's really focused on is an alternative source of electricity for everything from space travel to our phones. Lonnie uses his lab to host high schools competing in global robotics competitions. He wants to give kids in Atlanta the same spark of imagination that he had as a young boy. The Great Big Story podcast is a production of Great Big Story and CNN Audio. This episode was produced by Dave Yim and Beryl Shereshevsky. Additional production by Farhad Family, Joy Jung, Jocelyn Contreras, and Aiden Riley. Our executive producers are Sadie Bass and Megan Marcus. Francisco Monroy is our engineer. Raj Makija is our senior production manager. Special thanks to Marisa Forziati, Phil Rabibero, Sarah Erickson, Sepp Stevens, Katie Hinman, and Ashley Lusk. Courtney Koop is our vice president of digital productions, and Ashley Codiani is our vice president of brand and digital strategy. We'll be back with another story next week. I'm Drew Beebe. Thanks for listening.